Sivches. Noshim Chayobas Babdola. Kishem Chayobas Bekirish. Vyesh Mishachalik. Women are Chayim and Habdola, even though it's mitzvah says she has man groma, but the same way Chazal learned out that the women have a chi of Kiddush, even though it's a mitzvah says she has man groma, so who would then? Women have a chi of Habdola. Since it's a machlokes, so therefore they should not say a suffix bracha levatola. If they're chayiv, they're allowed to say it. If it's not, it's a bracha levatola. So they shouldn't. They should have somebody else be motzi them. Okay. So after mishabura lamadala, nashim chayavas alvagav dehavi mitzah shazman kroma. So why does the first shita say that the women are chayiv? The b'dinei Shabbos ish v'isha shavim. We know b'dinei Shabbos the men and the women are not. We don't differentiate the iskish zacher l'shamer k'moshe kasa b'reish simon reishayin aleph. So the Torah uses the word zacher one place, the word shamer one place, and Rashi said both at the same simultaneously. So the Torah has equated zacher to shamer, just like women are chayiv and shamer, they're also chayiv and zacher. Habdola nami b'chal zacher hu l'man domer habdola b'dvar Torah k'moshe kasav n'b'reish hashim. And according to the Rambam, the reason why the zechiva habdola matzi Shabbos is because the same zacher as yom Shabbos l'kacher, which is mechayiv you in the beginning of Shabbos to speak out that Shabbos is unique with words, it's also mechayiv you to speak out at the end of Shabbos that Shabbos is unique. So the chiyuv habdola is the rice, according to the Rambam, based on the pasuk of zacher. So women are chayiv in the zacher of kiddush, definitely they're chayiv in the zacher of habdola. But Dr. Mishmar Afil Laman Dorma Habdola Drabanon. So now lachar, it's not a halacha of zacher. So why women chayiv? In general, the chachamim were masak on the drabanons like the derises. So women are not chayiv, and it's the same drabanon. Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma Mirabonon. They're born into Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma, so women are not chayiv. Better say it like that. Tosha says, no. Mishabur says, Dumi the Kiddush Tiknua, but the mice over here, yes, came the rice of Tikkun, but the came the rice over here is like Kiddush. Vyesh Mishachalik, Sir Leid Abdullah, Kiman Shi Bechol, and Tuy Binyani Dini Shabbos, Vibachal Shar Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma, Shanoshim Paturus. So the second opinion holds that no, Pashas they're learning it's the Rabbanon, because according to the Rambam it's part of Zohar. There's no room to argue, right? So the Shita which holds it to Rabbanon is not like the Rambam. So it's a Shal Rabbanon. Now Shalom, when the Chacham came along or Masakin this Rabbanon, did they make it like the Rabbanon, like the din of Kiddush, the rice of Kiddush? The Masakin and the Rabbanon like the rice. So they can choose to make the Rabbanon like the general rule of Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma, Chazal were not Masakin Mirabbanon by women. Or alternatively, they can make it like Kiddush, which women are Chayiv. So since it's already in the weekday, they're Masakin like weekday, then they're not like Shabbos. Therefore, the Ramah says, the woman like Dil Atzman. What's the problem over here? The law is for minig Ashkenazim. So the Tosis brings a shita. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah brings a machlokes where the women can make a bracha and shofar and lulav, these type of things, because they're not asher kiddushanu b'tzav and tzivanu. So is it Tzivona going on them? Is it going on Klal Yisrael? Right? So it's going on them. It doesn't make sense. The Russian was not Mitzvah with them. They're going on Klal Yisrael. They could say it. So it brings two Shitas. And the Minig Ashkenazim is like the Shita of Tosis, that they could make a bracha. And actually, the Minig of Sfardim is not like that. The women can't make a bracha. And the Mitzvah is that they're not Chayiv. So, but Dr. Bach, we're knowing that they could make a bracha, even though they're not Chayiv. That we make a bracha on shofar, women make a bracha on shofar. So it's not the bach. So I don't see any reason why they can't come along and say, even though they're not chayiv and havdola, they could choose to be mechayiv and zalfa and havdola and make the bracha. says there's no bracha levatola.
This itself is his kloshim bracha, though.
True, I'm saying, but the Bach's argument is so they want to be makabel to do the mitzvah of shayfer. Fine. Now they're also makabel. There's a din rabbanan making a bracha before you do mitzvah. They're not chayiv in that din rabbanan because they're not chayiv in this mitzvah.
But no, I understand. I think the bracha mitzvah, but the havdalah itself is blushim bracha. So it's a pshat bracha about Allah on the nosach of the havdalah itself. So it's a bit of a chiddush to say they can make that bracha. I would think.
I understand. What I'm saying is there's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Tekiyas Shofar. There's a mitzvah derabanan to say brachos and mitzvahs. They are not chayiv in that mitzvah derabanan to say brachos and mitzvahs on Shofar, and so they're undertaking to do that.
Right.
So it means they're giving chayiv in the mitzvah derabanan of making a bracha.
Or that it's fiksivano in the sense of a klal yisrael fiksivano. So
I understand, but they're not chayiv in this bracha. So if not chayiv in the bracha, why the right to say it? I can't just make a bracha on my own. Teretz is, as long as the bracha makes sense, you can be makabel to makayv yourself. Arshit is. So this bracha makes sense. Ma'od min kadosh l'chol, etc. The bracha makes sense, and we can be makayv ourselves to do that. So that's the Bach's argument. So Masin Magen Ram, the Iker Kedibrei Bach. The Magen Ram holds that the Iker like the Bach, that the women, therefore, Ramanashach, the women are able to say Havdalah if they want. The female shekaz among the ramla el b'seif sivkat involved the nagar hanashim shall lishus mekes abdala. But we have a different problem. There's a minig not to drink mekes abdala. You can't belav haki. Belav kol tamim heki yitavla ba'atzma holoi en yachal lishus hakoyis. Why can she make the abdala herself if the minig is not to drink the kois? Okay, kasim is bal derech hachaim. That's the derech hachaim's argument is once there's a minig Yisrael that they don't drink, so then this discussion becomes moot. So what he means in the case of she has no choice, she has the right to say, listen, I must say Abdullah, because according to Moshita Machaiwan, I'm allowed to say Abdullah, and the minig is not to drink, but in this scenario I have no choice, I'll have to drink. So that's what he's talking about. But in Min Astam, the women can't do that because of the minig not to drink. But the Ramah says better they should be yotzim in anoshim. If anoshim cry, he deal with atzman, and his kabbalot is based on knesses. Now, if the men already were yotze, either they made their whole abdullah without the women being there, or they were yotzim shul. So now the question is, can the man say abdullah to be yotze the woman? Lo yavdilu kidei lo yotze hanoshim. Imein sham zcharim gedar lo makitanim shashamim imenu. So they're making a bracha to mochi somebody who's not chayiv in the bracha, so there's no denarvis. So even like the Bach, that you can undertake to do the bracha, but over here, the only reason why they can say this bracha anymore, they already said it once, or they already heard it once. They're saying it the second time off the din of arvis. There's no arvis if women are not chayiv. So that's a shalom bracha levatala. Okay. So they disagree with this. They hold you could be much do it to be much to the noshim. But why should we do this? Let the woman say the Abdullah for herself, which that's much better in Halacha, that the woman should say the Abdullah for herself, than she should be the man should say it a second time to be Moitzir. Because she them said cotton, I got it. Okay, so let's see the Bir Halacha over here. So Bir Halacha now deals with the question, fine. So she's going to say Abdullah under these circumstances. So she's going to say Bir Halacha over here. And just say a mavdil. What about birchas p'samim? No problem. It's a birchas in a hedon. So the reason why she can't say that. What about birchas in there? I'm going to rosh hakasa the pasuk the rishayim levarach la'atzman ala p'samim balakos. The birchas in a hedon. So there's no shaila that she can say the brei p'gofen and the brei b'nei p'samim. These are regular birchas in a hedon. She's chayv them like anybody else. And then she says, Davdol the Kaisim, she has no choice. Fine. However, Birchas Aner, he didn't say that. The Birchas Aner lav Birchas Hanahi, who, like Mishabur, you saw Mishabur before said, it's a Birchas HaShabach, therefore that's why you first use the light and then you make the bracha. If it be a Birchas Hanahanan, you'd have to first make the bracha and then use the light. So Mishabur Shita is that it's definitively not Birchas Hanah. Loniskan al Hanos or the Hachi Hayat Sarach Lavorach Bechopam Kishroya Ha'or, which should have been based on B'Shem Rosh. So the Rosh argues that if it's Birchas and a Henan, so why is it limited to the Matzah Shabbos? And every time you bend from the Or, you should make a Bracha. Or even just off the Matzah Shabbos, why is it only one time? Like any other Birchas and a Henan. You do it, you're Masiach Dasi, you make a Bracha a second time. Like, so what's that all about? So the Mishra Mistapakna, however, I'm a Supik. I feel the man domer nashim chiyavas b'avdala im chiyavas b'birchas aner. Even if they're chayav b'avdala, it's not clear to me that they're chayav b'birchas aner. Why the mishnah b'avdala afshus man grama nichlelis b'mitzvah the zacher shehi shaychal the Shabbos k'mo shekotzev Rambam. So if you hold the Rambam that's k'avdala's the right, it's part of zacher, women are chayav in zacher. Good. If I feel the man domer drabanan, even like the shiva holds that b'avdala drabanan. Do mean the kiddush tikkun according to that sheet? Mashenik in there sheniskan al bria suur b'motzi Shabbos. Shena sheyachos the Shabbos klal. Birchas in here be'etzim is not part of Birchas Avdolah be'etzim. It's mitzah the idea that Russia made a bria motzi Shabbos called ner or, and we're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for that fact. There's nothing to do with Shabbos. It happened to me with motzi Shabbos, but it's not a Shabbos digadin. He's my grandma. So now there's a mitzvah the Rabbanon and Motzi Shabbos to say a bracha on or. Okay, it's a mitzvah that says on Mirabon, it's a mitzvah that says on Grama. Okay. Vein Larmer, the Kiman, Shenik Bas, Birchas Abdullah, Chara Dinah Yisluhu. So maybe you'll say, listen, since we say Birchas and Neher, is part of the Havdalah process, so it gets the same thing as the Havdalah, which is Menachayim, that's not true. The HaYechaylin, the Varach Oysob, if they have to Gam Kain. The Gam Kain, Mechrib Lachzer Akher Ha'ur, Kilkamom and Simre Sadiches, Sifra Alev. So Lach is, you can really, the Gemara says meeker than you can say that the Birchas and Neher, independent of the Birchas of Havdalah. Just since we're saying a bracha al kais, why not say this bracha with the kais of yain? So as if you're saying the bracha over a kais as well. But it's not ma'akiv. And furthermore, you're not mechuyev to go search out or. With the exception of Motzi Yom Kippur, which is a different din, that's not said because of the Bria Sa'or. Rather, it's said because they were not able to use Or the whole 24 hours. Therefore, they were misakin to make a bracha on the ability to use the Or afterwards. So that's really main the Havdalah process. It's now something which is before prohibited, and now it's mutter. That's showing the distinct. So Mishabur says over there that taka, you should not say independent of that, you should dafka say alakos. It's part of the Seder Avdolah. But the regular Motzi Shabbos did, it's a Birchas HaShevach from the Bereshim created Or. And it's a Zman Grama, so women shouldn't be chayiv.
So the same Bach who says that they can volunteer Avdolah, can they volunteer Bar Mari Haish?
Erechanami. But the Magen Rambam's argument is that if you're going with the sheet of knowledge of the Bach, that you have to be chayiv, it could be the Nachayiv. You're right, according to the Bach, they could.
That's right. The meaning of Dolph themselves, and then wiping, right? Because I thought he was talking within the Bach, no?
The Pshat is that in a case where when women has nobody to moitzi her, so she says Havdalah, partially because we have the Shita which holds that you're Chayiv. And we say, and El myself with the Bracha Batola, so. Right, but here I'm assuming Bacchal that ever was a Chayiv Nail Kuli Alba. So why should I be Machlis myself into a Sophic? Well, the kibbutz and the chetilah mitzvah the sarah biyachad chad the din of lehu. There's an arch and learn medayin chiyemus berachas aner the kuliyam. So Mishabura holds really the equal thing that a woman should not say. A woman who would say her own havdalah. Mishabura seems to hold that we better not to. Rav Moshe says in a tshuva, but the ma'isa you have the bach that you know she wants to be mechayev herself because there she could. So it's not any different than saying a bracha on the shofar. So so Rav Moshe says that the woman could say berachas aner if she wanted. But in echlam she's not mechayev. That's the way I understand them. Okay, reis ha'nizayin zinei b'samim l'havdala mevorach al b'samim im yeshlo. So the Bechara says, you're not mechayev to have b'samim. If you have b'samim, if you main lo ain't on tzarach lach tzarach harem, you're not mechayev to go get b'samim. If you have b'samim, so you should make a bracha on them. Okay. The Zog to Mishabur mevorach al b'samim habracha hu b'rei minei b'samim aleizim min shuhu. So the minig is that we make a bracha b'rei minei b'samim. Even though the min might be something which is isvei b'samim or atzei b'samim or something of that sort, we don't differentiate in the bracha. We always say b'rei minei b'samim amotzi shabbos. After the chol tzarach levarchal kol min kibrachosa, even though during the weekdays and normally not by amotzi shabbos by havdalah, there's a din lechatchila. A person has to say the right bracha. Then al atzei b'samim b'rei atzei b'samim. Well, isvei b'samim b'rei isvei b'samim. So the b'samim reish tadeh zayin. So that's normally, but by Motzei Shabbos the bracha is b'rei b'nei b'samim. Hamakom Motzei Shabbos the bracha al kol b'rei b'nei b'samim. Now why is that? That's the Mishavura. Kedei shaloi yavar litos ha'amayin am shenakol b'kiyam b'kol bracha miyuchedes. If you're going to start telling people to differentiate, it's going to be confusing the people. They're going to end up saying the wrong brachas. We said takana. Everybody says b'rei b'nei b'samim, whether you're a Talmid Chacham, whether you're an Amoritz, whether it's a this or that, doesn't make a difference. This way we know there's no confusion to the Amoratzim. Al bracha zu yotzei al hakol. The bracha b'rei b'nei b'samim is like a shahakol by birchas of reyach. B'rei b'nei b'samim is the same thing as a shahakol. But yeah, but it's yes and all the different types of things. Kama shakosu b'shama sifal. When we call back on the chatila, Tav Yerusha Shikach Lebesamim Dabur Shemirchasa Berei Menei Besamim. So it's better. Yes, the idea is everybody say the same bracha. That's why people have been confused. But why put yourself in the situation where you're losing the bracha of Atzei Besamim or Isei Besamim, but to offer you something which is Minei Besamim, and then that's much better. Kegoyin Hamusk Shekaren Fizim, which is a type of. Type of an oil which come out of the animal which is used for smell, so the bracha is brevet mine b'samim. It's not atse, it's not isve, etc. Oy negalach. Now I'm not sure why negalach comes out of harbor chronim because of huber b'nei b'samim as opposed to atse or isve. I'm not sure exactly why. It's some type of a root or something like that. So. Fine. Zot Mishabur. Mutal Lavorach Bereim and Ibsam Al Papillin Shakar and English pepper. So that's a valid item to use for Bereim and Ibsamim. Shakar and Ibsam Al Samim. It's a form of, it's spice to spice things and make them taste good. So it's considered a form of Ibsamim. I was talking about yesh day has been a post game have some brocha kein zangebol shkern ingebar. So ginger also the brocha is I mean because they say mean they be some. So we have said it's all after ray you don't believe the go get some if you don't have. Okay, shein mevorachim aleim ela lahashiv hanefesh. She kohemes mitzias haShabbos. The person feels saddened by the loss of Shabbos, so you make the bracha to refresh you. So you want to refresh yourself? Don't refresh yourself. Because chadim shaf mishem mitzana b'Shabbos tarach levorachal b'samim matzis Shabbos. Even though he fasted, let's say the tanis cholaim, etc. So he's saying, wow, he's like feeling the loss of Shabbos. He was fasting the whole day, so he's probably not feeling the loss of Shabbos that significantly. No, he is. Mashen ken b'yom kippurim. Shabbos shachal b'shabbos ain't tzarich l'baruch b'matzah yom kippurim. Mr. Burris says that in a case where Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, and Kal v'chomer Yom Kippur fell out on the weekday, so since the person was fasting the whole day, he doesn't say a bracha of Berei Minei B'Samim Matzah Yom Kippur. But the Shabbos is saying, even in the case where it came out to be Matzah Shabbos, Yom Kippur was Shabbos, so it's Matzah Shabbos, that Matzah Shabbos, you don't say Berei, you don't say bracha, according to what we're saying over here, you don't say Berei Minei B'Samim Matzah Yom Kippur, even in Matzah Shabbos. However, he brings that the Rishitas hold that you do say Matzah Yom Kippur even on regular weekday, so Kal v'chomer Matzah Shabbos. So if a person would want to make a bracha, he could. Fine. Beis. So the halacha of Berei Minei B'Samim, say Mevorachim al Samim Shal Beis HaKisei V'Lo Yashal Meisim. So B'Samim which are there to basically use them as an air freshener to remove the repulsive smells, that's not something much that you can use for Havdalah, because their purpose is not to act to give over a nice smell, just to just to neutralize the negative smells. Zatr Shabura, however, Badafka, Hanasunim Lamalami Mitasar Shomes, this issue is the ones which are placed at a certain point, like beyond where the mace is. So they're there to take away the bad smell. However, somebody would place other besamim in other places, we assume that they're there for cover the mace, not to take away bad smell. They're there to smell nice. So then you can make a brach on them. Well, we have to be cautious that any type of summon that used or whether they use them for Avodah Zarah purposes in the Rasa Bahano, okay. So lots of lo yotza is interesting because we're saying that you're not going to do the whole thing if you don't want. They're saying if you want to do it, this is not called doing it. Okay, Zog to Mr. Burr, Gimel Shabbos HaKisei. You can't use the near the B'Sama Beis HaKisei, not of Shomesim. Chose Allah, the Recha Avidi, Allah, Bure Reach Hasirchim. They're not made with the intent of giving off a good smell. They're there, their purpose is to neutralize the bad smell.
Does the same apply to deodorant?
Correct. In general, most of the odorants are not an issue anyway. It's like artificial smells and stuff like that. A woman's perfume, theoretically, some of them are made from natural ingredients, but then it's some shall air, but it has a different, you know, it has a different issue. Okay, the Malam Yitasu, I want to
see.
Woman wears perfume, it's to attract somebody to her body, so that's, you don't make a brach on that. On the sunum of the mitasa, mevorachim, the nearest which are before the mita, not the nearest, I'm sorry, the psalmim which are before the mita, you make a brach on the armor, the kabbal chaim him oisuyim. They're in honor of the people which are there, not just to be maver, to take away the bad reyach. Shemesivus of the chabim, hanachemesumim lachil, the suda, they're sitting down for the meal. And they're having psalmim there, so we have to assume that their intent is for Avodah Zarah. Imlohim assumim klau. If they never pulled out these psalmim in the context of this gathering, I don't think it's excuse me, that they used it for Avodah Zarah. He holds it's a standard process that eventually they can be given the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, even before they use the Avodah Zarah, you can't use them for psalmim for this purpose. So it's appropriate to be chashish for that. Unless it's clear the person is a businessman and he's planning to sell large amounts, so he's not selling a dafka for the he's in business to sell to many people, he's a middleman. So we say his intent isn't to use it for the Zohar purposes. Or they use them for cooking. So they weren't using it for Avodah Zarah, they're using it for cooking. Some would argue that people make Avodah Zarah out of eating, you know, for cooking, but that doesn't count for this purpose. So now, that's an important point, though, that when the same way in there, which is made, sorry, I keep saying there, the b'sam which are used there for the purpose of avur reicha, to take away the bad smell, you don't make a bracha on them. So b'sam which are oimed for the purpose of being putting into food, you don't make a bracha on them either, because they're there for flavor, not for smell. So that which he says, he's using them for flavoring, that's calls my understanding stam. So, but when he picks it up for the purpose of smelling it, he's being moitzi it from its function of tavshel, and now it's designated for the purpose of smell. But if he walks in the house and his wife is, you know, spicing up the dishes, and he says, "Wow, it's a wonderful smell." That smell that he smells from the food, he can't make a bracha on, because it's not there for smell purposes; it's there for taste purposes. And that was the shot which we had by the Nesher Meir Toib Pass. Ramah brings a sheet that was told you make a bracha on fresh bread. Smell fresh bread. And Shabur said, it's only if you pick it up the smell. If you walk in the house and there's a smell of challah, so that smell is not there for smell purposes, it's there for cooking purposes, you don't make a bracha. If a person would pick up the roll with intent to smell it, that's when Ramah brings a sheet that says you make a bracha. This is a suffix bracha, so don't get involved. Don't get involved means never pick it up for the purpose of smelling it. But you're allowed to walk in the house and smell it, because it's not a problem.
So with these cooking herbs, can I take the ones that are in the closet and say, now I'm designating this bunch over here?
Right now, I'm taking it for the purpose of smelling. But Kolzman, it's in the fungus. So he's saying, he designated them for food purposes, smell, not for avodah zarah. Then I could then take it to smell, so I'm now designated for this moment, right. It's there for smell. There is a shita which that seems to hold that baby, it's better not, you know, to be creating something dafka, not to get involved in. Are they Ermel L'Reich or not? Okay. Dala, Nogel L'Vorach Al-Hadas, Heichad the Efshir. So the meaning of the was to use the Hadas from...
Sokaslom?
What?
Sokaslom?
From the Lulav. So you use it for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah as well. Okay. But if it's dried out, that's not a smart idea, because it doesn't really have a good strong smell. So it's very nice. You want to have this extra mile of using the hadas for one mitzvah, using it for a second mitzvah.
Did you skip Sif Gimel?
Did I skip Sif Gimel? I did. Oh, okay. Sakim Malayim B'Samim. So we should be concerned that maybe the wine is giving the smell, then you're being the henna from their wine. No, the wine doesn't give a smell. The smell is from the summon himself. It's not that the wine is there to flavor the besamim, the besamim are there to flavor the wine. And even when you smell it, your goal is not to smell the wine part of it, which would be being the henna from this Goyisha wine, which maybe was used for Rezor and it's also Bahanoa. No, your goal is to smell the besamim. But even though that's mutter to smell them, you can't use it for Avdalah. The moyes who lagabi gavoya, but the fact that it was involved in this wine, which potentially could be used for Avodah Zarah, it's inappropriate to use it for mitzvah. Because the Taz Khan Leab Simration. Uzai Demarakum Al Reach Shabakli Shiva Boy Ayyab Samim Shayyubamikadim. you have a kli which absorbs the smell of the some which are no longer there, so you have just the smell itself without the item, you don't make a bracha on that. Sometimes there's a little crushed, little dust of the psalmim is left on the kli. So there's no difference how large the pieces are if they're giving smell. So you make they're it's a be'en and you can make a bracha on it. Okay. So we use the das of the lulav. If that's an option, you should do so. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Ramah says, "Yeshavim dein lebarach al das yavesh dein miriach rak al shabsamim." It's not a mila to add this extra mila of using it for one mitzvah, the second mitzvah. If it doesn't smell, you're making a brachah levatola. We're not makben using the hadas and badafka not because it gets dried out. Nearly the yesh laniach gam hadas im absamim those oisin kekuliyama. Cybernetsa, take the hadas, break up some of the leaves, put it into the container which together with the psalmim. Now you have the psalmim and the hadas, and you go yotzer, make everybody happy. Al hadas, hey, ches better. Perish the shalulah. We have a concept of the Gemara. When something is used for one mitzvah, let's use it for a second mitzvah as well. So let's use it for the purpose of the mitzvah. However, this is only true during the year. You cannot use the hadas of mitzvah for reich purposes because you're maxed for mitzvah purposes, not for reich purposes on sukkahs. The hooks of mitzvah. Mashakosav kol hecha the Evsher, when the Shulchan Aruch says as much as possible, he understands hano kol hecha the yesh b'lo oid reich sas, as long as it still smells. It doesn't smell anymore, how much you can't make a bracha on it. According to the Mechaber, as long as it still smells somewhat, you should use it. So the hadas replaces this other tree, and then Shemar Shabbos Mechalav. But Yeshar Mesir Lo, the Kiman the Yabish V'Nitzel Man Ikra Reif Ain LeBarach Alav. Even though it might have a little bit of smell left, but the primary smell is it's no longer there. Don't make a brach on it.
I say those psukim in the Tanis Tzibur.
Yeah. So the Ramah suggests mix the two together. Mix the Hadas together with the Psalm. You don't have a hadas available, so you use something else. Not a problem. Okay. I'm not sure because of the Shem Rebbeinu Ephraim. He had like a this glass container which. So it doesn't let the smell out. It didn't have some minutes. So it kept the smell in. So that's, so you open up. That was able to maintain the smell much longer. Fine. But the problem was, there was different types of psalmim in there. And so what bracha do you make? After the halacha, Yeshet Tzad the Yochel of Orak Berei Bnei B'Samim Galvam Sam Shoyim Menochim B'Bayis the Sarach Tavshil Kima Shnatan Atzah B'Yadu Lahriach B'Hem. This is what I mentioned before. That even though we could argue, and it's probably halachically true, that even though some which are there for Tavshil purposes, which you can't make a brach on them when the Tavshil purposes, once you take it in your hand to smell it, you've changed it for now. Temporarily into an item which is there for reich purposes, and you can make a bracha on it. Okay, cause the sefer teshavah shabbos b'shitas, and the sefer teshavah shabbos assumes that that's obviously true. Kamalkam Rabbeinu Ephraim also zel mitzvah in a mufka. The reason why he had this designated container was he wanted to not get involved in that. And this way, these are set aside only for the purpose of psalmim of Abdullah, not to use for food. Shichar samitchila shem reich mitzvah. Chinogim reivu olam. Shiatim kli lezev akarim lesei hadas. So we would have to designate something, and we avoid that potential challenge. Okay.